It is 98.5 KRZ. Lissa and Justin here. What do you suppose you would be good at, even though you've never done it?
Like a serious answer, probably fencing. Like the sport of fencing.
But I feel as though you've done that because you've gone to medieval festivals and you did that there, no?
Well, yeah, you do the sword fighting there, but actual fencing with rules and like there, we're popping a balloon off someone's head. You're trying to like smack a balloon off someone's head and pop it.
It's sort of silly. But
yeah.
you want to do it with the masks and the suits.
I want to compete like a competition with the buzzer and, you know, get the epee and the saber and just go out. I think I'd be good at that. On Facebook, we got, I'd be great at being a crime scene detective and an interior decorator. I think with all the murder documentaries and things like that, a lot of people who are into that would probably make pretty good detectives.
What if you could combine the two businesses and design the home, and then if something happens in the home, you're like, nope, this is not right. I'm going to investigate this crime scene because you know what is not right. It's a miss.
Right. So as an interior decorator, you would know, like, wait, there should be a lamp right there. Where did the lamp go? Where did it go? It's mysteries. So, yeah, I think that's pretty good. Personal shopping. I'd be terrible at that. I could never do that for someone, personal shopping.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah, you think you could do that for someone?
Yes, absolutely. Once you get a feel for somebody's style, it's really fun to shop for people. That's why I love buying gifts when I know my friends. I don't buy gifts well for holidays, but I buy them like in the moment. Like, I saw this and thought of you. I saw this thing and I thought, it's your style.
You know, that is, I only like those things when I know for a fact it's going to be something that they wanted.
Yeah,
when
that's
I have
true.
To think about it, sometimes it drives my brain insane. But Jam said politics. I hate politicking. I hate social manipulation, but I seem to be very good at it. And if I'm interested in a subject, I could be surprisingly convincing.
Wow. Ooh. You might have to run for office because if you hate it and you could still do it, that's something. I think the people that love it are a little...
Yeah, I guess.
You have to be a special brand of human to be like, I want power all the time. But if you hate it and you'd still do it, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, especially if you're good at it, you hate it. It's like, I don't want to be good at this thing, but I am.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Tori said being a multimillionaire. Okay. I think you'd be awesome at that. But surprisingly, not a lot of people are good at that. Within 3 years, most lottery winners are broke. So.
Oh, it was a whole reality series where they tailed people that won the lottery, and almost all of them ended in heartbreak, devastation. They either gave it away or got swindled.
Family members coming out of the woodworks,
precisely.
People suing them.
Lost their family because they didn't give enough money to the family, and the family was mad.
Even murder.
I don't think I could. Even murder. There were a lot of them that were those. It was horrible and painful to watch, but I'm going, I don't want to be tested in that way. That's why I don't buy lottery tickets.
That's a good idea. I think this one, I agree with this one. This is one that I want to try. Sage said pickleball. I think I'd be good at pickleball.
Yeah, I think you would.
I've never tried it, but I think I'd be good at it. I mean, if some 70-year-old can play with a 23-year-old, that means that, hey, it's about skill. It's not about physical attributes. You could just learn the skills.
Any age can do it, but I think what would get you is that you're very competitive and you would almost take it too seriously.
Yeah. Oh,
or the 100%. Other person would just be having fun and you're like, go fight, win.
Yeah. That's 100%. Yeah. Winning is fun for me.
I understand.
I didn't get to win much as a kid, all right? I'm doing it as an adult.
I don't know if pickleball is a feather in your cap that you think it is.
Would you play me and you versus Jeff and Kristen pickleball?
Yeah. Yes, but I would be a horrible teammate for you because I don't care if I win.
But maybe if it's against Jeff and Kristen, no? Like, I want to stick it
fun.
To Jeff and Kristen. Yeah. You know?
I don't like sticking it to people. You would hate me. You'd be so annoyed. You'd be like, she doesn't care.
I got enough competition for both of us.
All right. 98.5 KRZ.